Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guys, build that connection this part of the year. And how do you kind of go through that with your pass catchers where it's saying, hey, maybe I saw this, you see this, iron those out over the last 5 minutes?
When there's film sessions, everybody shows up, and when I check through a route, you do the right route, you know? Like, John and I just weren't on the same page. I checked to his in-breaker, and he ran out-breaker. John is a true professional, so I'm sure he's sick about that.
Aaron Rodgers throwing nice. Jonnu Smith under the bus.
I'm sure he loves the fact that you detailed it for him.
Here's the tractor trailer coming to run him over.
Aaron Rodgers threw for 117 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. He had the fumble that was returned for a touchdown. I think he also looked like he got his nose cut. He was not good, but he likes throwing people under the bus, and he threw Jonnu Smith under the bus. This has been building. You saw him clearly take a shot at Calvin Austin in that Chargers game after the ball went through his hands. Yeah. I cannot repeat what he said, but you can read lips. It's pretty clear. Go on the YouTube. Yeah. You can find it. So Aaron Rodgers, he likes to go after some of his guys, and here he goes after Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, the wheels are coming off there, and he's not going to bite his tongue. And he's not. It's funny. There's a later part where he's like, I have to be better. He throws four people under the bus, and then
talks about accountability.
At the end of the press conference, it's like, it starts with me. Like, bro, we all know you're a fraud.
Yeah.
Like, you've been frauding for a while now. He's no good. He doesn't want to, I'm sure he'd love to pull the chute and get out of there right now. Like, they're not going anywhere. This isn't helping his Hall of Fame candidacy at all. There's nothing he did this year that in a positive way is going to be added to, the bios that are written when he goes into camp.
May not even mention it.
It's over. They might still do something as a team because this division is so terrible. But him as the leader and de facto leader or wannabe leader of the Pittsburgh Steelers is over. It's over from the way he plays the game, and it's over from the way he runs his mouth, and it's over from the way he conducts himself on the field and on the sidelines. Like, it can't be playing well in that locker room. It's not playing well in that locker room.
They were winning at the half.
And then there was a turnover to start the second half, and then the whole thing snowballed.
We aren't in this every day in Pittsburgh, but obviously with the Steelers being the arch nemesis of the Ravens, you watch several games, mm-hmm. you keep up with them. That, to me, yesterday was the low point of the Mike Tomlin era. That was rock bottom. You have a Buffalo team coming in that was walking wounded. They were without both of their offensive tackles. The Steelers gave up the most rushing yards in the history of that stadium. Most rushing yards since, 1975, I think, in Pittsburgh. The fire Mike Tomlin chants were allowed. Yeah. You heard it on the broadcast.
They booed Renegade.
They booed Renegade, which has never happened before. And guys, this is it. Like you can go back now 17 games. You want to know the record last 17?
6-11, right?
6-11.
Yeah.
Like, this is it, man.
They were 4-2. They were 4-2 with Justin Fields. I remember that.
Yeah, those were good times.
The highest paid defense in all football. The other crazy stat, they've gone 62 straight games without scoring more than 7 points in the first quarter. That's an NFL record. How is that, like... Mike Tomlin is
The defense needs to score more in the first quarter. That's the answer.
I saw that against the Colts.
How many times have I said that this year? They can't score unless they get short fields, which was the case yesterday, and that's how they scored that touchdown after the James Cook fumble. Like, it's done, man. It is done.
And by the way, it took an incredible catch. Rodgers scudded a screen pass to Gainwell. I don't know how he caught that ball, but that's the play that got them into.
I think Arthur Smith's pretty terrible at his job.
Yeah,
like, these broadcasts always go out of their way to talk about Arthur Smith. That's the worst rush defense, in the AFC, and you've got two backs who can win for you in space. How are you not going with Warren and Gainwell like crazy just to bleed the clock, if nothing else? I can tell you this, Metcalf's not a happy camper.
No.
He don't look like he's having any fun.
No.
It's ugly. Like, their offense is get desperate, go hurry up, and throw jump balls to Darnell Washington. Yeah. Throw the balls where nobody else can get it.
300-pound tight end.
Yeah. 6'10", he's Frankenstein. 6'10", 400 pounds. Throw him.
They had 166 yards again. The Bills' defense is not good.
No. No.
Like, 42 minutes of time of possession to 18.
You want to hear more from Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, yes.
Let's hear more from Aaron Rodgers. He's talking about late in the game. They had a 3rd and 9. They're down. They ran the ball.
This one's good.
As a quarterback, when you guys are down and you're in that down and distance, what did you see on that play to try to run the ball there instead of trying to attack downfield on the 3rd and 9 where you guys ran?
Come on, man.
Staring daggers into this reporter.
Do you want to start talking philosophical? Is that what you want? It's 3rd and 9. They brought pressure off that side. So we checked. We had a run called that we checked the blocking. They did on the run, and we had a chance. You know, we had a chance. If that thing hits, nobody says a goddamn thing. You know, if we block on the front side, on the perimeter, I mean, literally everybody's blocked up. And we got to sustain those blocks on the outside. Kenny gets first down there, nobody says a damn thing.
There you go. Well,
how many first downs did they get in that game? I mean, not many.
Like, 10.
I mean, come on. Dude.
It could have been 11.
But he still found a way to throw the offensive line under the bus.
Yes.
I actually really liked the call. And truth be told, I checked into that run play because I do whatever I want.
Yes.
And if they had just blocked a little better, I'd be the genius who got us into that run play that would have saved the season.
It's one thing when
you're 3rd and 9, a run play.
It's one thing when you're winning MVPs and you throw guys under the bus. It just...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It doesn't work well when you stink. And
worst thing that happened to them is that they didn't play a little better with Mason Rudolph there. Because I think if they had a road,
he threw
Mason
a pick
Rudolph,
right away, right?
Yeah, he wasn't terrible. He's not much different than this guy. Yeah. But he didn't do enough to bench this guy.
No.
And you knew if you bench this guy, he's going to bitch and moan. So you better at least bench him for a dude who like threw for 250 and like all of a sudden Metcalf's a thing again. Yeah. But it wasn't that.
No. He stinks too. He's young stink.
But Jason, and I feel like we've asked you this question the past two or three years. This has to be it. Like,
well,
if they
might be
don't
it.
Make the playoffs,
but
now you
they
got,
won't fire now, Mike
now
Tomlin,
got,
will they?
Whether it's mutually well, parting, like, yeah, you got James Harrison coming out saying he should be fired.
Well, I mean, I think we need to remember, like, reassess. Like, James Harrison is not the most stable individual.
Yes, you're right. But
like, we need to consider the source of some of this.
You're right.
You don't find him stable?
You're starting to see guys come out, like, even Ben questioning the coaching.
Again. Consider the source.
But dude, what coach in any sport makes 10 straight years without winning a playoff game and keeps
Coach Tomlin?
Job?
Yes.
I'll take you.
I still can't believe
it. You can coach my team any day.
All I know is I never
just
saw.
Don't sublet any of those press conferences out to anybody else. You do all those press conferences.
Yeah. I was shocked.
Plenty of stuff to talk
Renegade
about.
Renegade comes on and the place starts booing. Like that's where we are.
This is bad.
Do you
want to
hear one
man.
More from Aaron Rodgers?
Sure.
Aaron Rodgers on his nose.
There just a cut on the nose or is it broken?
I hope it's not broken. But, yeah. Just had to stop the bleeding. It was bleeding all over the place.
He got his face slammed into the turf.
It is chef's kiss. And again, so un-Steelers-like that they bent over backwards for a soon-to-be 42-year-old quarterback. And this has been
Dude,
the result.
The stuff that's going to come out, though, when he's gone, like when the season ends, and the wives of like the other players start talking. Like the stuff that we're going to hear about.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait. Because nobody's going to be biting their tongue.
I want to preface this by saying it would have never happened here, but how much does it sting what Pickens is doing in Dallas? Like they traded him, and he's putting up basically as much offense as their whole wide receiver room is.
Well, I don't think it was going to happen there, but it's got to sting like hell.
Yeah.
They didn't even get the draft pick for this past draft.
But if you think it would be going well with him and Aaron Rodgers, you're out of
your mind. No, never.
Him and this
it
offense?
Never worked.
Somebody would, happened. Like, somebody, no. like, it would be.
They would have killed each other.
Yeah. So.
No, it, that would not.
George Pickens was a locker room problem in Pittsburgh.
Him playing for a contract in this offense.
Yeah.
No. With all the stuff that was already going on with prior quarterbacks and
it wouldn't have
prior
happened.
Coordinators.
Well, Metcalf got his contract, and you see how thrilled he is.
You got to feel like you're just running on a treadmill. I might as well just go get my cardio in and just run on a treadmill because I'm running routes to nowhere.
Why aren't somebody, and I apologize, I don't remember who it was, but somebody covers the Steelers, like, why aren't they running like five slants a game with Metcalf? Because that.
They don't use the middle of the field.
Arthur Smith is, I don't get the infatuation with this guy. He does nothing for me.
So say, Aaron Rodgers, who's next gen stats, has two completions in between the hash marks beyond 10 yards all year. Two! That they don't
Dude,
use the
why don't they
the
just
field?
Run Wildcat more? Like, I would literally run Wildcat, snap it to Warren, and have Gainwell next to him. And just, let's go.
It's better than what they trotted out
right?
yesterday.
Like, let's try that.
Ravens and Steelers, Sunday, 1 o'clock, M&T Bank Stadium. It's going
to
be
the
fun.
Dolphins used to win football games that way under Sperano.
Oh,
remember
yeah.
That?
Ronnie Brown.
The kid from Auburn.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, Ronnie Brown and Cadillac Williams.
Everybody's running all over the Bills. Get a fullback in there, run a pony package Wildcat with direct snaps, either to Gainwell or Warren. Get funky with it. It could come to either one.
Coming up next, we get to the Orioles. We got a touch on the Orioles. They got themselves a new closer. What do we think of Ryan Helsley? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.